This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tommy is fed up!
Done with it.
Not even a sports guy.
All right.
But he is sick and tired of these gimmicks. And of the four major sports, three of them are super guilty of it.
Yes.
And one of those four major sports learned the hard way over the weekend. Just because you think this game at this weird-ass place is going to look good on TV does not mean it's a good idea.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Kimmy, we're sitting around in a commercial break yesterday.
Yeah.
Tommy's on his phone, as he is in every commercial break, and he'll just yell random stuff out sometimes, not realizing that we're not in his head.
Yes.
Because out of nowhere, you yelled out loud.
It's triggered.
Why are they doing these weird-ass like sporting events in these crazy-ass places that don't make any sense to me?
Pop-up sports?
Yes. No, not pop-up. Like, they go, hey, let's take this sport and put it in this stadium that doesn't do this sport.
Okay, and the reason this popped up yesterday was?
So the Braves and Cincinnati baseball teams went to Bristol, Tennessee to play a baseball game inside a racetrack.
Bristol Speedway.
Yeah, Bristol Speedway.
All right, can I admit something real quick, embarrassing, off topic?
What's that?
Yesterday, I thought Bristol Speedway was in Bristol, Connecticut.
Oh, because isn't that where ESPN is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had no idea it was in Tennessee, and I feel like the dumbest man
on the
planet. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
So they did it, and it was a disaster, and it looked stupid, and the people were complaining they couldn't see.
Okay.
So they got 85,000 people.
Oh, no, they sold 91,000
tickets. Holy crap.
That's what I said, 91,000 tickets to this stupid-ass game that people couldn't see. And I go, it doesn't even look cool.
Okay.
Like, the only one that pulls it off to me is hockey.
All right, so let's put a pin in that because we got a lot to get to.
Okay.
All right, so for those who did not see any images of this baseball game over the weekend, the field was configured. So half of the track, the infield of the track, that's where they played the baseball game, was the field.
Okay.
And the other half of the infield, Kimmy, was like a fan experience.
Okay.
The problem was, after selling 91,000 tickets, like a third of the stadium couldn't see the baseball game.
Okay. At all.
And even the folks that bought tickets within the thing, because it's banked, it ruined the sight lines.
Right.
Exactly, yes.
Little research would have helped.
The game was supposed to happen on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was delayed by rain after the first inning, suspended to the next day. While the two-hour rain delay was happening, the stadium ran out of food and beer.
Whoops.
You don't do that to Southerners, son.
Yeah, that takes away from the experience.
Yeah.
At one point, they ran out of buns but still had hot dogs, so they were selling just hot dogs. They were putting at people's...
Barehanded on a raw dog.
And I'm not making this up. You can Google it. When they resumed the game the next day...
A lot of guys said, I can't eat this. I'm a Christian. That bun needs to be wrapped up with a hot dog.
When they resumed the game the next day, they allowed fans to bring in their own food, knowing they couldn't handle the people, which is weird because they sell food at the racetrack,
yes,
right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so the field was an issue. Players were saying it was too slippery. They had to bring that up, like we said. The sight lines were most
It didn't look cool.
It did not look cool.
It looked like a huge mistake. It looked like a construction site and they were trying to play baseball.
Right? No, I think that's exactly what it looked like.
They're building a stadium.
But here's the thing.
What's that?
As you said a second ago, most major sports leagues and big-time college like programs have tried this.
They've been experimenting with this kind of stuff.
So the NHL does their stadium series.
Yeah, but those look cool.
Does it?
I think. Well, to me it does because it's like it's wintertime.
Not really.
Well, usually the ones I've seen, it's cold.
So they're doing one in Miami this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they've done some where
guys
the
are
weather looks kind of nice, actually.
The first one they ever did, outdoor game, was in the early 90s in Vegas.
Really?
And they had a bug problem. Bugs were dying. They were attracted to the lights in the night.
Oh. Yeah.
Bugs were dying, falling on the ice and getting stuck in the ice.
Oh, Jesus. So maybe we shouldn't do it at all.
Well, a few years ago, I agree with you there. A few years ago, it's called the NHL Stadium Series,
yeah,
where they play in these big stadiums. They tried to play an outdoor game on the shores of Lake Tahoe.
So that's the one. It was like right on the end. I thought they were going to be in Lake Tahoe, but they were right on the shore.
You got it. So they built like portable stands. They were going to do this game at noon, whatever.
Yeah.
So they started playing the game. They had to postpone it because the sun was melting the ice, making it unplayable. So they had to play it at like 10 o'clock at night to finish the game. The NBA has tried outdoor preseason games on major tennis courts.
Okay. Kind of give it that street feel.
I get.
Well, like you're playing outside like in this city.
No, I know. It's just you saying it with the head of the shoulders.
You know,
hey, guys, we're getting the street feel.
A little hip-hop.
Tommy.
So do you remember the Carrier Classic?
Yeah.
So they did a college basketball game on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier.
I think they did it multiple times.
Why?
Well, you just said
it. You literally just said it.
But why?
It looks cool. It's not for fans.
It looks dangerous.
It's just
no. They had fans and stuff.
I don't remember.
I think it was like military members.
Yeah. Obama was there.
Well, yeah. He's
I mean, like, so yeah. It just looked like, hey, man, we got this boat.
So didn't I remember like the boat was moving to the point where the players said
were affected. Well, and I'm sure like with basketball stuff too to do outdoors because just a little bit of wind is going to change the game.
Yes, yeah.
You're absolutely, that's what Kimmy kept saying whenever. No, it's a wind. That's what threw it off. That's why I didn't go D1, guys.
Totally. No,
look, I'm with you 100%. All of these gimmick games in unique sports venues, they never work out the way you think they will. They always feel like a giant money grab.
It is. And by the way, a lot of these towns hate when they do this because, like, they started to doing NASCAR does downtown Chicago now.
Okay.
So the streets of Chicago with these cars that are huge and doing 200 miles an hour,
sure,
and it shuts the parts of the city down for a month. And Formula One does it in Las Vegas right on the strip. People hate it because for a month they got to set it up, tear it down, and run it.
Well,
and it just kind of like takes over these towns. It looks cool, but a lot of people hate it.
I kind of always assume with a lot of these events, though, it's less about the sport, more about the event itself. Like, people go to a lot of those things just to see how different it is, not so much for the actual baseball or the soccer or whatever they're playing in that weird spot.
Okay, but let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is sick and tired for the major sports putting their sports in weird venues, coming off that baseball game that was a disaster at Bristol Speedway in Tennessee over the weekend that Major League Baseball did. Kimmy, you're right. The gimmick, initially,
I just want to go walk around, experience it. You're
it's
probably bringing in more people that are just, they just want to be there than are that are actual sports fans or fans of that team.
Okay, but here's the thing. They do these gimmick things so much now that that doesn't even get the attention these leagues think. Yes, exactly. Like, for example, how many people listening even knew Major League Baseball was playing a game at Bristol before the disaster stories happened over the weekend? And with the NHL and their stadium games that they do so many of those games now a year. I'm a diehard hockey fan. I lose track. There have been multiple times the last couple of years where I'll turn on the TV and they're playing in a stadium and I completely forgot. Didn't realize it was happening.
And it's not unique anymore.
Yes. I mean, they do it 5-6 times a year.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, the new Bills Stadium is fighting to get that game in a couple of years. I mean, the Sabres are terrible. They've played in two of them in the last 8-9 years.
So NASCAR started doing something else, too.
What's that?
They ran a NASCAR race inside the L.A. Coliseum.
Mm.
I didn't think there was enough room, and I'm guessing there ain't. So that's where you play football, and it's track and field. How in the hell are you getting all them cars in there? Somebody's going to die.
That's what it was called. It was the, how the hell are you getting all them cars in there, 500?
It looked insane.
The L.A. Coliseum is guilty of this for a ton of sports because they also
huge.
They played a baseball game in there, too. The Dodgers played a preseason game against, I forget who it was. Yeah. But to honor, that's where the Dodgers played for a little while, where they went out there.
Yeah.
But the Coliseum must host the majority of you should not be playing games in this venue.
Really
events.
Put it to use. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, they did. I thought they did a. Didn't they do one at the Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
With Kevin Costner and all series. That.
I don't know. Do they still do that? They did it a few years in a row, I thought.
So I don't know if they still do it. Major League Baseball, they've replaced. They might have replaced that with the Memphis game that they do to honor the Negro Leagues every year.
Oh, okay.
So they go back and play at, it's like the oldest operating stadium, I think, in America. Anyway. But yeah, no, like, but that's an actual baseball field.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
That is a baseball field that was designed to be a
baseball
field.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay.
But even the Field of Dream ones, though, they did have to put up those, like, portable bleachers.
Well, yeah, it is in the middle of a cornfield.
Of dreams.
Yes. Yeah. And here come the White Sox.
And Grandpa stepped out of the cornfield, had to save that kid from choking, and now he's dead. He doesn't even get to play baseball in heaven anymore, you selfish choking prick.
It is funny to me that you, of all people, are annoyed with this stuff because
it's too much.
You are the one, though, that you're not a fan of the sport. You just want to see what it looks like on TV.
And
like,
I get
they're doing it for guys like you who show up to that Formula One event and just want to see what's going on.
Yeah, I do. I am guilty.
But so stop. No, because that's just it.
Like, you're the one tuning in to watch it and watch a documentary about it and watch a Netflix series about it.
And that's just it. Like, with the stadium series, right? Like, HBO will have a behind the scenes getting ready for the stadium series kind of thing. Same with the college programs that do this stuff.
Yeah.
Look, the problem is,
what's that?
As much as we think these are dumb, they will always sell a ton of tickets.
Apparently.
Because people in that area and fans of the teams that want to travel are going to go pay to watch this.
And they're also doing it in areas, a lot of areas that don't have any professional sports.
You're right.
So this is like your chance to see that team in town.
And here's the thing. Even if we think they're super dumb and we hate it, everyone that is interested in that sport is going to tune in to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Which also makes these leagues a bunch of money because they can sell a ton of expensive advertising in the first 15 minutes knowing, we may lose you, but we'll get it up front. So, Tommy, unless you want to close your eyes and avoid even looking at it, it's just going to keep happening.
Going to get worser?
I think so.
All right.
Because, like, that's how you – that's how these leagues are convinced. Like, this is how we make noise. We just do weird things and people start talking about it. Any publicity is good publicity.
So I'm thinking, like, football doesn't do this at all. I mean, I know they go, like, overseas and – that stuff, but they don't really go into like trying to pull a football game off in a place they should.
Okay, so Brandon actually reminded me.
Like Gettysburg.
No, they've done college football games at Bristol Speedway. Did you say Gettysburg?
It's the Gettysburg taking on the Green Bay Packers and the Cincinnati.
They're down 28, four scores away from overtime. No, they've done speedways before. College football is done.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, they've done speedways before.
I don't remember.
Tennessee played, I think, at Bristol. Kimmy, can you Google it?
But the NFL has.
The NFL, I do not believe, has done this stuff.
Well, I guess they don't have to because they're such a machine.
No, I
They're so successful. They don't need a gimmick, really.
I agree with you. But here's the thing.
Okay. So the battle at Bristol, they called it, was a college football game played at Bristol Motor Speedway in 2016. It featured the University of Tennessee and Virginia Tech.
God, I feel so stupid.
It holds the record for the largest single game attendance in NCAA history with 156,000 people.
Damn. No, but I remember watching like highlights of this game, and the field is just in the middle of the infield, which is way bigger than a football field.
Yeah, so you're way out there in the stands.
Nobody saw anything.
Yeah.
God, I told you.
What?
I told you until just like yesterday, I thought Bristol Speedway was in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Tennessee played in this... Oh. Why are Virginia and Tennessee playing in Connecticut? It doesn't make any sense. They should get bused to college, you dumbass. Going back to the NFL not having to do this, right? Okay. I do think you can make an argument now that the out-of-country games are
It's kind of what it is.
It's over the top.
Yes.
They're playing all over Europe this year. They added Ireland and Spain to England and Germany. They're also doing a game in Brazil. There are going to be seven international games this season.
And they haven't tapped into the Asian market yet.
They have not tapped into the Asian market.
So you're looking at Tokyo?
Yep. I mean, they've played preseason games in Asia before, but they've never played a regular season game.
Beijing.
The Bills played in Tokyo.
They did?
Kimmy, can you Google the American Bowl Bills Tokyo? I think they played the Cowboys in Tokyo in 92, 93? Doesn't matter.
But that's going to be a thing.
I don't know how you would make that work. It's too far. Unless you're flying from the, I mean.
Well, the West Coast teams could do it.
If I'm going West Coast to Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
How long is that flight?
Like from L.A. to Beijing?
Dip, 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 dip.
I have no idea. 12 hour.
No, you just get. If you don't guess,
12,
if you
12,
don't
everything's 12
know,
hours
shut before. Up. No, because you get to Germany in 8 hours.
Yeah.
No.
It's
6 hours to London.
All right.
Right?
Probably 8 to Berlin.
Yeah.
All right.
If Steely Dan had their way, it'd be 90 minutes from New York to Paris. Now that throws off everything. Give me what we got.
What did you ask?
Tokyo Bowl.
Did they ever play in it?
I thought the Bills played in Tokyo.
No, I I'm seeing a no.
But that wasn't like
The Bills have not played a game in Tokyo, Japan.
Who was in the Tokyo Bowl?
So, but that wasn't an actual game.
No, that was a preseason game. Yeah. They did a barnstorming world tour in the late 80s and early 90s.
But you know they're going to do a regular season game in Asia at some point.
Okay.
You got a billion people with money.
Yeah. I don't know.
They got a taste for us.
The WWE. Why do you say it like that?
They do, man. They itching for some America, buddy.
So the NBA and the WWE have gotten into China.
Yeah,
and
huge.
It's caused some serious issues.
But they're major stars over there.
I understand, but there is sensitivity to things that we don't have to worry about here that weren't thought
different
about.
Cultures.
Well, not just cultures, but politically and religiously that the NBA and the WWE didn't see coming, and maybe the NFL doesn't want any of that smoke.
Okay.
I don't know, but
you're
right.
They like the cash, man.
You're right. They do like the money. Oh. The money side. All right. Were you going to say something? I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Nope. Just looking up this. They called it the American Bowl. It was a series of National Football League games played outside the U.S., but I'm not seeing the Bills in Tokyo.
All right, so maybe the Bills played in Toronto. I thought they went to Japan.
They'll be there. Don't worry about it.
They'll be in Japan. Oh, yeah. They'll be there in Tokyo. I mean, it just sucks. Like with these NFL European games,
yeah.
Right? They are the easiest of the weird-ass games to watch because they're in an actual stadium that can support a football field. But
and the timing works out okay.
Yes, I mean, 8, 9 a.m. kickoffs. But, like, the TV feed is always just a little bit different. It's like you're watching it through, like, a European filter. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a soccer type of game.
Exactly.
Feel.
And all the pomp and circumstance takes away. And statistically, we've seen the teams that travel to Europe to play are at a disadvantage for the rest of the season. We watched it happen to the Bills 3 years ago.
Yeah, they're out of gas.
Exactly. After you said, no, we do. You spend $1 million.
I want to see it on TV.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You got to follow the law, Tommy.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
And paying your taxes. It's a big part of the law.
Mm.
You pay your property taxes.
Yep.
You pay taxes on the money you make.
Mm.
You pay taxes when you buy things.
Yeah, sure. What's left?
Are you paying taxes?
Mm.
On your garage sale.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The Democrat and Chronicle decided to do a story to get to the bottom of whether or not you have to pay taxes on the money you make selling your stuff in your driveway.
I guess you would have to hit like a certain number, right?
Oh, interesting that you bring that up.
Because $600, I always thought was like the minimum. Like if you get paid, you get like a 1090 form.
How did you do that?
Like when we did comedy.
Yeah.
I never hit that number.
I was going to say.
For the year. But I always thought like you, like if you did something like that, you got like you were going to get a tax form.
Okay, so here's the thing. The short answer is no, you don't have to pay taxes on your garage sale earnings.
Sweet.
But there are some details that make it complicated. For example, you bring up the $600 thing. That's just it. If you make $600 at your garage sale, every dime over $600, you are supposed to pay taxes on.
So it depends on how successful of a garage sale you have.
Exactly. On top of that, if the garage sale is not happening at your home, technically, you are supposed to pay taxes.
So if I went where?
So like, for example, the public market has like super garage sale Saturdays.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm assuming those people, would you have to, let's say that my sister's having a garage sale and I'm going to bring stuff over. Does that mean I have to pay taxes because I'm not at my house, technically?
Yeah, I get. But how would they know?
It's not a public space. Is that what the difference is?
No, because I mean like.
Because it's not at your house.
It just said not your house. But again, I mean, I don't know what the argument is.
Look, I always said it was always cash business.
Yes.
So how's the, all right.
You're right. Look, I've never had a garage sale, so I don't know, but I'm with you. Like, I highly doubt anyone has ever paid taxes on the money.
No kidding.
Okay.
I can't believe you've never had a garage sale.
Why is that weird?
Just with kids. I always assume everybody with, like, more than one kid has so much kid stuff they want to try to get rid of, like in those big kid toys.
I'm guessing, like, when you're daughters leave, you're gonna have to have a garage sale.
I don't know.
Do you keep it all? Do you just give it away?
Sometimes I do have every piece of hockey equipment my daughters ever owned in the basement.
Like, I can't believe you have not had at least a small yard sale.
It's too much work. I don't want to do it.
So we did that one, and it sucked. And it was a 2-day event, and then people were coming back days later, still looking for stuff.
Well, yeah, but it's because they saw the world's smallest man living in a house. Come here, look at him. Look at his face. He's got a human face and a small ass body. I mean, you say who would know. I guess the only way you could really get busted is if you let people use your Venmo to pay and you had a really good day.
All right.
But outside of that, I couldn't figure out a way the state would know you're not paying taxes on that sweet, sweet garage sale money. That being said, there are other interesting details about what does and doesn't make a garage sale legal according to New York state law.
There's a straight up illegal garage sale?
Well, here's the thing. They have a definition in New York state of what is a garage sale because they want to make sure that people aren't running a legitimate business out of their home. So they put restrictions on what is legally considered a garage sale. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. For example, did you know legally you are allowed to have 3 garage sales in your front yard in a calendar year?
Okay. That's 3 too many, but okay.
3 separate times a year.
It seems like you have way too much stuff if you can have 3 garage sales a year.
Agree with you. I agree with you. But even better, each of those 3 sales are allowed to go 10 days in length.
10 days?
Yes, legally. Okay. It is a garage sale if you are 10 days or shorter in your own driveway 3 times a year or less.
So that means 30 days a year I can have all that stuff just piled up in my driveway.
Now, not in a row.
Oh.
You got to break it up.
Well, I'm saying, but for 10 days in a period.
Yes, you could have
3 times a year.
You could have 30 days worth of garage sale as long as you go 10 days long 3 separate times a year.
Okay.
And it does have to be certified crap and garbage.
Do people have enough crap in their house now?
Oh, you know
that. People haven't bought up all the good stuff after 2 days. Maybe it's time to call it quits.
I mean, I can't imagine, like, there's a finite number of people that will go garage sale where you
what's
live.
Left my aunts were big days.
Okay, but there is a neighborhood, there is a house in my neighborhood that will have these massively
really?
Long sales. It looks like they owned, like, a retail place.
Oh, okay. So maybe they have, like, unlimited stuff to sell.
But it's funny, my kids and I always get really excited for garage sales.
Yeah.
And, like, anytime there's one in the neighborhood.
So you go down and check it out.
Well, yeah, but I always forget it's that house.
Like,
seen it already. Seen it all.
Is that weird to
repeat?
To show up at a garage sale in your own neighborhood.
So let's talk about that. Yes, I feel
it's a little awkward. You're buying your neighbor's stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, you're right.
I mean, in theory, it shouldn't be. But
you're buying your neighbor's junk. You're also quietly judging what your neighbor puts out there. On top of that, they know how cheap you are. Because there are things you'd be like, ooh,
haggle,
and then you look at the price tag, and then you like put it back down.
Yeah.
Again. It is a very uncomfortable situation, but it has never stopped me.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I got really self-conscious.
Yeah.
There was an estate sale in my neighborhood.
Okay. So that means that basically the whole house is up for
sale.
The man had passed away.
Yeah.
And
well, I hope so.
I He must have had a really interesting job.
Oh.
Because he was selling these really weird musical instruments. Oh. He had, like, autographed posters from, like, the golden age of Hollywood.
That would be, holy Christ.
Like, he had an autographed, like, Gone with the Wind poster. It looked like he was, like, in the business.
Yeah. Dang.
And he had, like, a whole, like, theater in his basement.
So he must have been connected to Kodak then.
I have no idea. That's a good call. I have no idea. But like,
well, that's cool.
So it was. And I'm walking through, and there's nothing I was going to buy because I'm more of a sports member than that guy. But like somebody who was running the estate sale listened to the show.
Yeah.
And they recognized me. And they're like,
what are you going to get?
Yeah. And they were, I was like, oh, now
now I got to buy something.
But I didn't buy something. But I went back and I was like, hey, nice to meet you. Thanks a lot. And he gave me the look like, oh, you're just.
I don't like anything about your life, and I don't want it in my house.
No, it just wasn't.
That's what you're saying, basically.
It wasn't my thing. You kind of are saying that.
Well, your stuff sucks.
Do you ever feel that way, too, if you go to like any festival or anything with like pop-up tents and things? Like, if you're the only one in the tent looking at stuff, I don't know. I don't want to. I'm not going to buy anything, but your stuff's really cool. I just, you know, I'll be back later. I don't know why I feel this guilt.
I know.
Because I didn't, I came and I looked at stuff and I didn't buy anything.
Hope you starve.
I will ask questions about things I am not interested in and then walk away.
It's such a
sweet. Oh, wow. What's this made out of? Oh, wow. Cool. Really like it. Oh, this would be new. This would be cool for my friend. You know, I'm going to go get them and I'll be back.
No, but you know what my line always is? Oh, let me go talk to my wife.
Yeah. That's a good one. Pew.
252 WCMF, my story in the DNC this week, asking if you are supposed to pay money, tax money, on your garage sale earnings. And the short answer is no. But if you make $600 during your garage sale, you are supposed to pay taxes on everything after $600. On top of that, if you are having a garage sale at a place that is not your home, you are also technically supposed to pay taxes. And the funniest detail in this thing, you're allowed to have 3 garage sales a year. Calendar year.
Yeah.
And each of those garage sales are allowed to go 10 days long before they are no longer allowed to be or considered a garage sale. So we got a bunch of people writing in. Folks apparently liberal with this law.
Yeah.
Dan writes us on Instagram, there is a house by RIT that has a sale for all of late August and September.
Hmm. Wait, it goes from, that's a festival.
What are you, the house festival?
Yeah.
What are you selling?
For 2 months.
Therese writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. In Batavia a few years ago, this house by the park had a few garage sales that at one point it turned into an every Saturday in their driveway with a big tent, and they got in trouble.
Probably because a neighbor complained, I would guess.
Yeah, who would do that?
Well, the big tent and everything's pretty ugly, man. It's not the goddamn circus.
It's a Saturday, and anywhere you go is the goddamn circus.
So I told you my two aunts from Auburn.
Yeah.
There was the sisters, and they did this like all the time, and they would travel. So, you know, by word of mouth, they would say, hey, you know, so I remember my aunt Di calling. She goes, oh, we're going to be in Webster. I go, what are you coming here for? She goes, there's 2 garage sales we want to go check out. So they would, by word of mouth, there was like this network, and they would drive. That's an hour and change each way. And then they'd have lunch and go to the other one, and they would make a day out of it.
I mean, so they have a massive – Henrietta is like the land of garage sales. Oh, it's absolutely insane. But there's this place called Riverton Knolls. It's like this complex. Anyway, it's behind my house. They have this massive neighborhood garage sale.
Yeah, like a block sale.
And they bring out like food trucks and like vendors and all that. It's awesome.
Well, that's major league.
But like it takes like 4 hours to walk through and see all this stuff, and it's like me and my kids – we get so excited.
We have food trucks.
Yeah, but like I mean, they
spend the day.
That's like turning your yard into the Cornhill Arts Festival.
It's really what it looks like, except there's no art. It's just everybody's junk. But my wife has like a time limit; she can handle it because I'll go look through everything. Yeah. I just want to see your junk, right? And my wife, like, she goes like an hour, and then we have to like keep dragging her along. And I look at the kids. The kids are having some
fun. Do they have like music and stuff?
No.
I'm surprised they don't. If you have food trucks,
it's all about business, baby.
All right.
Getting business done. By the way, there are also examples of people having to pay tax money on lemonade sales.
Wait, the kids?
Yeah, so New York State, for most kids' lemonade stands, you do not have to pay taxes.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
But I believe technically if they are selling any kind of food, taxes have to be paid.
Wait, who sells food at a lemonade stand? Well, like a brownie or something?
Brownie cookies, whatever.
Something homemade.
Well, because like there are people, and the reason I bring it up, that garage sale I'm describing over at Riverton Knolls, there are people that will try and sell hot dogs like right off their grill.
Oh.
Like they'll put their kids out front like, you want to buy a hot dog? I know what you're doing, Steve.
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah, because they're probably selling like bottles of water and stuff too, right?
All that stuff, yeah. I mean,
so all that's taxable?
I believe if it's not just a kid selling lemonade, everything is taxable.
Damn.
They want their money, man.
You ain't kidding.
So, okay, are you cool with a garage sale a year in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I could live with that.
two garage sales a year? Because they have three. They can legally do three.
Yeah, but you're only going to do them in summer. So that's only that's one a month through the summer.
Well, no. I mean, you could start. There are some garage sales that'll start in May and in September.
But that's still the nice month, the dry months.
So May, June, July, August, September. So every other month.
So one house, or are we talking like neighborhood?
Let's say one house next to you. Three garage sales.
Three times.
But there's nothing you can do about it. It's
I know, but I don't want to see it. And you got all that traffic. They're driving on your lawn.
Are you serious right now? What if they need the money?
They don't need the money. Well, live in Pittsburgh.
Why would they be having garage sales if they didn't need the money?
Well, I just want to unload their garbage.
That would be okay.
Well, no, but like if they drive on my lawn, I got to put the plow markers out.
You don't do that. Yes, I do. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Why?
I don't want people driving on my grass.
You're putting a hole in your lawn.
It's a little pinprick, much like you.
I was also going to do a pinprick joke. Have you had a garage sale, Kimmy?
No.
So why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling at you.
She's too-
I'm just saying, like, most people I know with kids, like, when their kids outgrow things, like, they just end up with so much stuff that's barely used.
Because, the toys alone.
Yeah, the toys that take
up
so much space.
But you have nieces and nephews that probably take
them. Yeah,
that helps.
But here's the thing. Like, nobody wants to use toys either.
I thought they'd love them.
Okay, I mean, like, nobody wants to buy them for, like, what they're worth.
Well, but I thought, like, that, like, some kids' toys were big with collectors, like, toy collectors. Like, people will go to garage sales just specifically looking for these toys because they think they'll be worth money someday.
None of the stuff my kids have is any kind of valuable. Mm. Not to mention, they're destroyed. Like all the Barbies, half the hair's cut off. Yeah. They got marker all over their faces. None of the clothes are anywhere.
I will say this. Once in a while, you run into people that really find a score, and they will not shut up about it.
So do you want me to not shut up about it, or do you want to continue your story?
No, but you go with yours.
What do you got? You go first because mine's going to beat it.
So I know somebody that found this woman, she was elderly. She had two old school reel-to-reel stereo systems, those old school ones.
Yeah.
Still in the boxes.
Wow.
$10,000.
Holy crap.
Damn. Yeah.
How much do they pay?
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay, mine's not that valuable, but it's the greatest day of my life.
Yeah.
Greatest day of my life. I was living at my parents' house,
mm-hmm.
driving home one day, and there's a garage sale right on Buffalo Road there.
Yeah.
And I see a Bill's helmet, old Bill's helmet.
Oh.
It's a lamp.
Oh.
I literally slam my brakes. And I get up to it.
Like, I need that junk.
Okay. Kimmy, my heart is racing.
Yeah.
The family that lives there doesn't speak English. I don't know how they have this
really?
Thing. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I realize when I get there, it's a real helmet. Like on field.
Oh, like somebody created this lamp.
Don't know how the hell it happened. Yes, it's a real effing helmet. Okay. And I'm like, oh, my heart's racing.
Yeah.
I go, what do you want? He goes, $10. And I go, okay, done. And I buy it. And I get it home. And I did research on it. And I guess these lamps are super rare. They were made like four NFL teams to like display in their like team offices.
Oh.
I don't know. How the hell?
Oh, so they weren't even sold.
It's a standing Buffalo like original 1960s helmet.
Paul McGuire's head could have been in that.
It's so sweaty. It's got hair dye in it. That's how you know. Yeah. it lives in my basement still.
I was going to say, where is it now?
It lives in my basement. These things go on eBay for like
$1,000. No kidding.
And I got it for $10. It's my most prized possession.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I was very excited.
You're a rich man.
My wife keeps trying to get me to sell it.
Does it work?
Yeah, works great.
Oh, okay.
Lights it's a lamp.
Lights up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Put a new bulb in it works.
Put a new bulb in it works.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I mean, I get you want to attach yourself to the Bills in any form right now.
Okay.
If you are a business in the greater Rochester area. And I also would say, Kimmy, any other fan base would see this and go, ooh, easy solution for game day. We're set.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're trying to do here and what they've done in the past with this, I think might be the worst fan base to attempt this with.
So Bills fans will not want this.
Not for the reason they think they will.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Bills are off from practice today. But look, you can't walk around anywhere in Western New York without someone trying to sell you something,
yeah.
Bills.
Oh, yeah.
And McDonald's has jumped on the train.
Really? What are they doing?
They're once again offering their Bills Mafia Box meal. It includes two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, a 20-piece chicken McNugget, all for $14.99.
Okay.
And it's packed in a big cardboard box that celebrates the passion, energy, and loyalty of Bills fans. Got Bills fans on it going like, ah!
So I would buy this as on my way to the game?
So I think...
To tailgate?
So that's just it. Even the way you say that.
It's not going to hold up.
Well, that, and it's just not most people's go-to tailgate food.
Right.
Even if you're,
I mean, I'm thinking like even if you grab some, let's say you got a little bit of a road trip, you know, to the game, you might grab maybe a breakfast sandwich or something.
Yeah, but, before I eat real food.
But I'm not bringing, that as my meal.
Exactly. Like even if they have a game at home, right? Like I'm going to watch the game or a game on the road and I'm going to watch the game at home. I like McDonald's. McDonald's is great. I'm not going to eat McDonald's for, I'm not.
Yeah, that doesn't seem.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, who is this for? And they must have enough success with it. They've done this in years past and they bring it back again.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. If I were going to somebody's house to watch a game and they go, hey, listen, pick up a Bills Mafia box on the way.
Right.
I go, yeah. And I'd hang up the phone and I'd turn my car around. I'd order a pizza or a sub on the way home and I'd go watch it at my house.
Right? Yeah. So is it enough for, is it a box for two?
It's two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, and a 20-piece chicken McNugget. For the average Bills fan, that is food for one.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. A big guy could just...
Yeah.
Like Ryan would just suck that down.
I mean, I don't know why you had to single somebody out there.
Oh, no. I was just thinking of a regular big man.
Regular big man?
Big man.
Well, whenever any fast food place offers these like party boxes, I guess they call them, whatever their name for it is, I'm always like, that's for one person.
Yes, it's always for one person.
I've never seen.
But it's a lot of food.
That
no, it's
split
not.
Between multiple people and not them not to have. They don't have to order more food afterwards, put it that way.
Because you're getting two burgers,
two cheeseburgers.
That's big.
No, I mean, McDonald's cheeseburgers are just standard small cheeseburgers.
Are they the quarter pounder?
No, that's a quarter pounder. This is called a cheeseburger.
And then you get how many fry?
You get two medium fry.
Wait a minute. Two burger, two fry.
Medium fry. Medium fry. Bro, I'm telling you
that's
right
now. Well, I couldn't eat it.
Yeah, because you're a bitch. I could eat this easy. No problem. No problem. Done. I just ate it. It's finished. Like Wegmans, when I was a kid, used to offer this deal, and it was actually a pretty sweet deal.
What was that?
They called it the fan pack. I don't know if they still do, where you could buy, I think it was two big subs.
Yeah.
Like a bag of chips, dip, and like a six pack of soda.
All right.
Okay.
And I don't remember what it cost, but like that was perfect.
Yeah. That's something you would take to your tailgate potentially.
Thank you.
And that holds up. You don't have to eat it immediately. Right. This thing you have to eat when you get it.
Yeah.
That burger's going to be cold in an hour. Who's going to
wait? I mean, you're still going to eat it.
I'm going to eat the burger.
But It ain't the same, man.
I don't think there's a fast food I would be happy eating in the parking lot or at home for.
But cold?
Even let's say I was able to get it hot. Oh. Let's say I stop at the McDonald's around the corner from the stadium in Orchard Park. Whether it is at the stadium or whether it is at home, I cannot think of a single fast food where I'd be like, ooh.
Well, it's not necessary because you got all this other cool food.
But I'm saying it would save a lot of time by just grabbing fast food on the way.
But it kind of ruins the experience.
That's what I mean. Like,
there's my box lunch.
Yeah, okay, great. Wow, cool.
Like you're on a field trip.
You bring peanut butter and jelly, too. It's awesome. Like, is there a fast food, Kimmy, you would be satisfied with in the parking lot of Orchard Park?
I mean, any fast food, I guess, would do. It's just not something I'd be excited about. Like, if somebody had fast food, like a bunch of burgers, chicken nuggets, whatever, everything off the menu, like I'm gonna be like, oh, that's nice. Not what I expect, but it's not bad.
You hear right now?
Yeah.
Folks are very angry.
What are they saying?
Well, Daniel writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, Duffy, you remember when Subway released the announcement or something that they were shocked that the footlong sub was being eaten by only one person and their intention is the sub they would share a footlong sub? It's the same concept. The same way Taco Bell's 12 taco packers for one person. I'm not sharing that crap. I agree with you there. Those 12 tacos are all mine.
That's insane.
No, it's not that much tacos.
You shouldn't eat 12 of anything.
Shut up.
You shouldn't.
Who shares the 12 tacos?
The only time I'm thinking six if people? You're sharing the 12 tacos is if you all have your own meals.
Thank you. Yes. They're appetizer tacos.
You can eat 12 tacos.
Probably not, but I don't think I could split. Like, if my husband and I split it, I don't know if it would be enough for him.
That would gross me out if I saw a woman eating 12 of anything.
They're small tacos.
Yeah, they're not big tacos.
They're not that small.
Yeah, they are.
They're standard-ass tacos.
They're not. What is a standard taco? Bro, like, I could probably
like
eat. I could eat. That's
taco,
not what,
tacos aren't that big.
No, the Taco Bell taco. When's the last time you had a Taco Bell taco?
Man, well, I lived in Webster years ago.
That's over 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You know, after I was doing those gigs on Wednesday night.
I could probably, no joke.
Well, when you were a fat boy.
No, I'm saying now I could eat 20 Taco Bell tacos.
No, you could not.
How much
20?
Money?
Yeah. 20's a lot.
Punch what bet?
That's like contest numbers.
No, I'm telling
you. You're thinking of, you're picturing Fat Pat eating 20 tacos. I don't know if Skinny
seen.
Pat
there
is 20 tacos.
There is something about Taco
Stomach
Bell.
Stomach probably shrunk a little bit.
No, because I still get after Taco Bell hard on cheat day. Uh-huh. I don't know what it is about what they put in their food. I can eat Taco Bell until there is no more Taco Bell left. Mm-hmm. Like, if you let me loose in the kitchen of Taco Bell, eventually they would have no more food, and I would keep eating.
Well, Taco Bell figured something out. I don't know how they did it. But, like, Mexican food a lot of times has an aftertaste to it. Mm. Like, but Taco Bell does not have that for some reason. Like, I eat Taco Bell, I don't feel it, I don't taste it all day.
This is the most Pittsburgh white guy sentence I've ever heard in my life. Normally, when you eat Mexican food, there's an aftertaste.
Well, because of the spice.
You know, yeah. You know,
but I taste the
and
spice.
And that's good for you people.
Well, yes, for them.
There's no aftertaste from Mexican food.
Yes, there is.
What are you talking
I
about?
I love Mexican food, but Mexican food tends to be on the heavy side. And it's very spicy. It's heavy food.
It's spicy. It's spicy for you. Mexican food. Just get it not spicy, you bitch.
Whatever. Well, I don't crap them up like you do.
What? The Mexican food?
Yeah, I don't like a lot of like sour cream and all that.
252 WCMF. We'll take one call before we move on.
Get a taco with a money shot.
How else would you get a taco? You want all the stuff.
I don't
want
to look like, you know, I'm shooting a porn over here.
Okay. 252 WCMF. We're talking about the Bill's Mafia box at McDonald's. It is two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, 20-piece chicken McNugget, all for $14.99. Good deal.
Oh, yeah.
Box has got all the Bill stuff on it. I'm just saying, like, I'm sure the idea was these people take this to the game, and there's no way I'm eating McDonald's during a game day. Ryan's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Pat, I'm calling shenanigans. I'm a big guy. You ain't eating 20 tacos sitting down. I smell a bit right now. Get them in there. Get the party packs, and let's get this bit on the road.
No, I don't need I'll sit across from you. I'll look you right in your dead eyes, Ryan, and I'll eat 20 tacos right in front of your face. And then the last one? The last one, I'm going to have you hold it in your mouth, or we're going to do it Lady and the Tramp style.
Hey, I'll be down whenever you're ready, son. I'll taco you any day.
Okay,
Pat.
No, I'm not saying
I'll taco you.
It's a taco off.
Ryan, how many tacos from Taco Bell you think you could eat in one sitting?
I'm going about 8, 9 till my stomach starts hurting.
You bitch. You call yourself a big man? You call yourself big man with an 8-taco governor? Get out of my face.
You ain't doing 20, man.
I'll do 20 so hard. I'll do 21.
I'll pay for the tacos. I want to see it on the YouTube stream. Let's go. I'll put the money up. I'm with
By the way, my scam worked.
What's that?
I just got Ryan to buy me 21
free tacos.
Ryan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.